The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So, I want to officially welcome everybody this morning on this Tuesday, January 7th. It is approximately 9:13 a.m. Eastern. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to YouTube and welcome on Facebook Live. Man, we've got some stuff to talk about today. If you have a Bible with you, I want to share some scripture with you. If you don't, you can just listen along, and then we'll get straight into this update. Matthew 24. We're going to go over here. Luke 21. Matthew 24 kind of gives you the same perspective from a different angle, but we're going to go with Luke 21 today. Luke 21:10. Jesus said, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences. And there will be fearful sights and fearful signs from heaven." And then we go to Luke 21:25, and he says, "And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming upon the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud." It's interesting to point out, I want to, just as by observation, guys, 2020, we're only 7 days into the new year, on our calendar anyway. On the Hebrew calendar, it started in September, but I'm just going by the Gregorian calendar, by our calendar. We are 7 days into the new year, 2020, and we are seeing unprecedented things taking place. We're seeing things accelerating. We're seeing catastrophes, disasters, these kingdom and against kingdom and nation against nation, these rumors of wars. These things are escalating. And if this pattern continues or it persists, then folks, I'm going to tell you right now, we need to buckle up. Because we're going to have a long year ahead of us. Again, we're 7 days into the year, and we're seeing some crazy things happening. Now, it's interesting, in Luke 21:26, the Lord says that in the end times, when this thing gets closer to the coming of the Lord or the revealing of the Son of Man from heaven, it says that men's hearts will actually fail them. They will drop dead of heart attacks from fear and the expectation. So there'll be things happening in the sun and the moon and the stars, in the heavens, on the earth, with distress of nations, wars, famines, pestilences, great earthquakes. There'll be such events, such cataclysmic events taking place that it will cause men to drop dead of heart attacks. And then he takes it up another level, and he says, the expectation of the things that are coming upon the earth. So there'll be such anxiety and fear of things that are taking place. So think about that, guys, as we get into this. Now, everyone knows, we did our last update, we talked about the things that's escalated with Iran, and since then, a few days ago, Iran came out and they placed an $80 million bounty on the head of the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and they have threatened to attack the White House. They even went as far as to label certain targets, such as the Trump Tower in New York and other locations associated with Trump. And I want to read this again, an $80 million bounty on the head of Trump. They have threatened to attack the White House, take retaliation. They've threatened to unleash terror cells in the United States. The Department of Homeland Security is on a heightened alert. They are keeping watchful. They're trying to be observant. And there's multiple targets now that have been put on the radar by Iran or by their militia and these groups. Now, there's been a rumor circulated Several sources leaked this yesterday, and then I believe the White House came back and retracted it and said it was not entirely true. So we're just going to throw this out there and see what comes about with this. But according to multiple sources, the U.S. military informed its counterparts that in Baghdad on Monday, yesterday, it was preparing for the, quote, movement out of Iraq, saying that it was going to begin to take its troops out of Iraq. Now, this comes a day after the Iraqi parliament urged the government to oust foreign troops. So, again, whether or not this comes to fruition, this is something we're going to have to keep our eyes on and see if this happens. Now, also, this also follows on the heels of the red flag of war that was raised out of a particular mosque in Iran. Now, this was in direct response of the assassination of the Iranian commander. Now, when this took place, guys, I took to my, some of y'all saw this, a lot of you probably didn't, but even on my personal Facebook page and on one of our community group pages that's connected with End Time Headlines, I shared this, and even on the comments when we shared this on Facebook, when this, for the first time ever, when this red flag was flown over this mosque in the Iranian city of Qom, not only was it a martyr's flag, basically signifying martyrism and mourning of their loss, but this flag was broadcasted on Iranian state television, which sends this signal and this message to all the Shiites around the globe. Now, here's what's interesting. When you go to the book, the color red is interesting because when you go to the book of Revelation, let me turn over here. I didn't pull this up in my notes. So just bear with me for just a second. I want to pull this up for sure because I want to talk about this. When it talks about these four horsemen that are coming that will, some, again, depending on your theological stance and where you stand on this, theologically speaking, whether you believe we're in the tribulation or whether you're, whether you believe we're not in the tribulation. I have my own personal stance, but that's irrelevant regarding what we're talking about here. Nevertheless, during the tribulation, whether you believe we're in it now or whether you believe that we're going to go into it or we're about to step into it or embark into it, nevertheless, there is four horsemen that are released in the earth. Excuse me. And you can find this in Revelation 6. And he taught, and let me read this. Now, I saw when the, excuse me, I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow and a crown and was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. Now, most of us will agree that this horse and rider is the Antichrist, because he comes in a diplomacy of peace. He comes peacefully, but then he reveals himself later as the Antichrist. And then in verse 3, and when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come and see, and another horse. Now listen to the description of this horse. It was fiery red. It was a red horse that went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it, or the rider upon this horse, to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. So did you hear that? So this red horse rider that either is galloping upon the earth, again, depending on your theological stance of where you stand on this speaking, or he's about to come out of the gate. Regardless, this horse, this red horse and its rider will have one purpose and one mission, and that is to take peace from the earth. Think about that for a second. Just let that soak in. To take peace from the earth. In other words, to produce chaos and destruction and to kill one another. There's a great sword given to this rider so that it will produce war, desolation, chaos, murder, everything that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13. When he said there will be wars and rumors of war, nation against nation, this is this sword going through the earth. Okay? So, and it's interesting, this flag was raised up in Iran, and it's a red flag. Now, the location of where it was raised from is interesting as well, because to the average individual, this means nothing. But to the apocalyptic understanding and perception, to all those who have an apocalyptic interpretation or understanding of what's going on, as just as you and I, or most people at least watching this broadcast, believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, He is Messiah, the Son of Man, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, and you believe that He's coming back on a white horse to rule and reign and set up His kingdom for 1,000 years. Just as you believe that, there is a huge population of apocalyptic Muslims in the Middle East that believe, according to the Hadith and the Quran, that their awaited Messiah, who they call the Al-Mahdi, is preparing to come on the scene. And in order for him to come on the scene, it will be a climate. It will be an environment of chaos, destruction, and war. And especially, there will be a great war between the East and the West. And this is when he will make his appearance. This is when he will come on the scene. Now, here's where it gets interesting. There is a split in many of the beliefs. There's a group that believes that when he appears, he will come out of a well. I've heard this theory that he will come out of a well in Medina in Saudi Arabia, and he will make his appearance. Then there's another group, and I believe it's the Shiite group, that believe that when the Mahdi appears, he will come out of this very mosque that this red flag has just been hoisted above and broadcasted on Iranian television. So again, you got to understand the magnitude of this and why is there hundreds of thousands, if not millions, chanting death to America in the Middle East? So, guys, this thing is getting crazy. Now, here's the thing, and you go deeper into this thing, you'll discover that according to many of their beliefs, they believe that Jesus is going to return, but not as the Son of God, because they don't believe he was the Son of the living God. They don't believe that God had a son. But they believe that Jesus, I believe they call him Esau, will appear in the last days. And he will work along the side of this Mahdi, and together these two will convert the whole world to Islam. And they say he will appear, some references say he will appear in the desert at the appointed time. Now, when you read this, this is what's interesting. If you go to Matthew 24, turn over here with me. Let's go to Matthew 24, verse 23. I got to read this. Matthew 24, 23 through 27. Matthew 24, 23 through 27. Listen to this. This is what Jesus said. Here we go. Let's go to 21. Matthew 24, 21. This is in reference to the coming of the Son of Man. This is in reference to the time of the end times. He says, for then there will be great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, and nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Now listen to the next verse. Think about everything I just talked about today, just now, just a few moments ago. In light of what I'm about to share with you in Matthew 24:23. Then Jesus is warning us. Ready? Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, the Lord, the Savior. Look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. In other words, if someone says, look, it's Jesus. There's Jesus. Jesus is over there. Jesus is over here. Listen to this. For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the very elect. See that I had told you beforehand. Now, it's interesting that he emphasizes, see that I have told you beforehand, and then he tells them this next part. Ready? Verse 26. Therefore, if they say to you, look, Jesus is in the desert, do not go out to them. Or they say, look, he's in the inner rooms, or he's in a chamber, he's in a cave, he's in a well. Come on, somebody. He's in a temple, he's in a mosque, he's in a church, he's in a synagogue. Listen, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, we've read this over and over and over again, and this may not mean nothing to you, but friends, I'm going to tell you something. There's going to come a day, mark my words, if we are not, now listen, if you believe in the rapture of the church, we may not be here for this, but there's coming a day when there's going to be such great deception where there's going to be a mass group of people, a religion, a sect, S-E-C-T, whatever the case would be, and they are going to be telling you that Jesus Christ is in their inner chambers. He's in a cave. He's in a mosque somewhere. He's in a temple somewhere. He's in a synagogue somewhere. He's in our church. It's already happening. Hello, David Koresh. Hello, Jim Jones. Hello, Roger Applewhite. Hello, all these other false Christ and these messiahs is claimed to the Son of God or the Messiah, and they've deceived people, and people's been killed, and people has they've lost lives and they've lost family. But guys, this is a drop in the bucket compared to the deception and lying signs and wonders that are coming. Read Revelation 13. My goodness. The Antichrist is going to work alongside with the false prophet, and together they will deceive the masses, and they'll be able to cast fire down from heaven. They'll be able to create an image in Israel on the temple, and it will speak and live and cause as many that would to worship it. And it'll turn them to the Antichrist and turn it to the beast. Then you can read in Thessalonians, where it said with lying signs and wonders, he'll deceive the masses. So we, guys, this thing is accelerating. Listen to this headline. I got to move on this morning with this update. Listen to this headline that we posted last night. A end of days rabbi, or he's at least an apocalyptic believing, some would say, he's a rabbi that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a rabbi that believes in the end times and eschatology. He has come out and he has warned the recent events in Iran is that Persia is sharpening their swords for the future war of Gog and Magog. Now, wow, that is That is an impressive headline right there. According to this rabbi, who is a prolific prolific end of times author, stated a disclaimer that it is impossible to definitively state when the war of Gog and Magog begins. This is, you can listen, if you're new to eschatology and you don't understand this, and eschatology is just a long theological term for the study of end times. If you're new to this and you don't even know what in the world is Gog and Magog, go to Ezekiel 38 and 39 and read that, and you'll discover this war. It talks about this is a war that is yet to come. It has not happened yet. And this rabbi is saying that you cannot definitively say when the war of Gog and Magog will begin. However, that being said, I'm giving you a quote here. This is from Breaking Israel News, or BIN is where I'm getting this source from. We have been seeing the signs of Gog and Magog for some time now. Rabbi Winston told Breaking Israel News, quote, it will come as the result of many disparate, seemingly insignificant acts. In other words, it will come through stepping stones. It will be this event, then that event, and then this event that will all culminate in something major. Now, I agree with him. That's exactly what I said on our last update. That quote, that is the way prophecy and history works. So he's saying today, much of what is happening right now with Iran and the Middle East is setting in motion everything that we have studied and read about and foretold and talked about in Ezekiel 38 and 39. So guys, again, these are perilous times, but these are exciting times based on what side of the track that you're on. Now, let me move on. Remember, in Luke 21, he said there will be great earthquakes in various places. Well, we've been keeping an eye on this, but there's been an intense earthquake swarm that has continued to reel southern Puerto Rico. Numerous earthquakes have been shaking Puerto Rico to the core over the past 9 days. And the strongest one yesterday was a magnitude 5.8 that actually caused a lot of structural damage and a lot of fear in that region. But then this morning, we got the report overnight that a magnitude, now this is breaking news to many of you guys, if you're just waking up or depending on your time zone, on the heels of this earthquake swarm in Puerto Rico, a major 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck offshore of Puerto Rico, and it has caused, according to reports there, an island-wide blackout. This is from Fox News. Fox News reported today that a 6.5 earthquake registered off the coast of Puerto Rico early this morning, reportedly caused an island-wide blackout. According to the USGS, the earthquake struck just south of the island at a shallow depth of roughly 6 miles. A tsunami warning was not issued, and there was no immediate report of injuries or damage. Now, again, I already told you the 5.8 that struck yesterday caused significant structural damage. So we don't fully know yet, especially being that the power's out in the entire island. So I suspect once they get the power up and they're able to assess the area better, then this could cause even more damage structurally to what's already been sustained through this swarm that's already been taking place, or there could be even worse damage. All right. So authorities say that all their power plants had gone offline due to a self-protective feature that was activated following this earthquake. This latest earthquake comes less than 24 hours again following the 5.8 earthquake that struck before dawn on Monday. This also destroyed, this 5.8 earthquake destroyed the famous, I don't know how, I want to, please forgive me if I slaughter this, the Punta Ventana stone, Puntaventana. All right, so there you go. So don't get mad at me if I mispronounce that. An iconic landmark described as a, quote, natural wonder. Interesting that that was destroyed in the earthquake. The governor of Puerto Rico asked residents to remain calm and safe as they receive updates from local emergency departments. Now, I want to move from this to, I want to talk about this. This is absolutely heartbreaking to report this. But all of you guys who've kept up with what's going on in Australia, this is absolutely terrifying and heartbreaking. There's been reports, depending on what source you read from, somewhere between 500,000 to over a billion. I'm sorry, let me correct that. Somewhere between 500 million to a billion animals are feared to be dead from this apocalyptic, from these rather apocalyptic fires that continue to char Australia. According to The Sun, heartbreaking footage has circulated showing the charred remains of dead koalas and kangaroos as experts fear the devastating Australian wildfires have killed at least a billion animals. Guys, that's mind-boggling. When I read this, I had to read it three times to comprehend whether or not this was a typo or whether or not this was even legit. And then I had to research it on other sources and found out this is absolutely true. Think of a billion animals, guys. According to sources, there's chilling scenes of burnt animal corpses lining the entire road in New South Wales. One of the areas that was worst hit by the infernos over the weekend. This comes as 24 people have been reportedly killed. 200,000 homes have been destroyed. They said, I believe it's somewhere around 200 arrests have been made that have been linked to arson. Now, is this the act of terrorism? I don't know. I don't live in Australia. I don't have reporters on the ground. I can't tell you that. I'm only giving you what I have as far as sources. Now, NASA released, again, you can find this on intimeheadlines.org, intimeheadlines.com. NASA released satellite images showing the smoke cloud from these fires. And it actually shows the entire nation of Australia, pretty much the entire nation, lit up red. When you see the globe, when you see this image that's been shown, it actually looks like part of, somebody made a good comment about this on social media. They said it looks as though somebody shot the earth and it's bleeding out from the side of where Australia is. I mean, this is mind-boggling, guys. It's things that you, again, when the writer of Luke, the gospel writer, writes in Luke 21, and he's recording the words of Jesus, and Jesus said, men's hearts will fail them for fear of the things that are coming upon the earth and the expectation of things to come. This is what I think about when you see these breathtaking photos, when you read these headlines, when you're right there in it. And if you're in Australia, God be with you. We're pleading and praying and interceding for intervention on this and to God to intervene on this. And one report says that these fires could continue for months. Guys, this is incomprehensible. For months, there won't be an Australia left. So listen, I know many of you are praying and fasting right now. You need to get, and listen, it may be cozy where you're at and you got a warm fireplace and you've got a shelter over your head and all your animals are snuggled into their little beds and their little sweaters and all this. But listen, if you've got it good, praise God. You need to thank God, but you need to get on your face and you need to intercede and you need to pray and you need to bombard heaven and pray for these poor people in Australia. Pray for the people in Puerto Rico. Pray for our brothers and sisters around the world that is suffering through these things. All right? And then we get to our last story. This is a story that I want to pay close attention to, and you should too. The World Health Organization has been put on high alert because of a mystery viral outbreak that is taking place in Hong Kong that is very similar to the SARS, S-A-R-S epidemic that transpired years ago. Hong Kong authorities have now moved to a, quote, serious response level. And the World Health Organization also is now concerned as fears spread about a mysterious infectious disease that may have been brought back by visitors to a mainland Chinese city. Five possible cases have been reported of viral pneumonia that has also infected at least 44 people in Wuhan, an inland city west of Shanghai, about 900 kilometers north of Hong Kong. So this is a developing story. Remember, there shall be pestilences in various places. So again, we've got a lot of things happening right now and transpiring. So obviously we felt deemed necessary to give you this quick update. Again, tag some folks, share this with people, let people know what's going on. Listen, I say this all the time, if there was ever a time to evangelize the gospel and you want to get people's attention, those heathen family members that don't want to hear anything you got to say, that neighbor that don't want to hear anything you got to say, those coworkers that don't want to hear about what you got to say. Listen, when you start sharing with them the things that we're talking about and you open your Bible and show them where it lines up, it will get their attention. Jesus said in Luke 21:28, when you begin to see these things coming to pass, and he's talking to us, believers, not them. Look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Listen, those on the outside don't have a hope outside of Jesus Christ. But we on the inside, we have this blessed hope. So what do we do, Brother Ricky? You say, what do we do? Here's what we do. We let our light shine. We let it so shine among men that they may see our works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. So this is what we got to do. We got to get people right. We got to get them. We got to get people into the kingdom. We got to share the gospel with them. We got to let our light shine. We got to warn them. We've got to shake them and waken them up into the times and seasons in which we're in. If you're listening to this broadcast, maybe you've been invited to this broadcast or this podcast or this YouTube, you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I want you to do this with me. And if you'll mean this, and if you'll mean this from your heart, then the Lord will honor this. I want you to put your hand right here on your heart, and I want you to repeat this with me. I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. I confess that my heart is not right with you. And if I was to die today, then I don't believe that I will make it into the kingdom. I ask that you would come into my heart, that you would live in my heart and come into my heart by the Holy Spirit, that you would save me, that you would redeem me, and that you would wash me by your blood. You said that you are faithful and just, that if I confess my faults to you, if I confess my sins to you, that you are faithful to forgive me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I ask, Lord Jesus, that you would take out of me everything the devil has put in me, and that you would put in me everything that you intended for me to have. Lord, that you would lead me, that you would lead my family and guide me into your truth and show me your ways. I want to live for you. I want my name to be in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Friends, it's that simple. If you prayed that and you meant that from your heart, my friends, you are born again. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus, and we welcome you to the family. And what I want you to do now is I want you to find in your area, in your region, I want you to find a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, doctrinally sound church to be a part of, get plugged into, and serve. If you don't have a home church, there's nowhere around you in your region that you have a place that you can be plugged in, we invite you to be a part of our family, be a part of this group. We've got a group page that's connected to our Facebook page, and you can find that up there on endtimeheadlines.org as well. If you'll click on that, it says Prophecy Group. you can be a part of that as well. And we just welcome you to the family. So again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, I'm Ricky Scaprell, the founder of End Time Headlines. And I want to thank you for joining us today on this special prophetic update on this broadcast. If you'd like to know more information about our website, about our ministry, there's if you're watching by Facebook Live, there's a link right there, and you can click on that link and you can subscribe to push notifications. You can subscribe to a daily digest. If you're watching by YouTube and you're listening by podcast, at the end of this broadcast, there's going to be more information on how you can be a part of this ministry, how you can get notified, how you can keep up with what we're doing. If you'd like to support this ministry, if you'd like to partner with this ministry, if it informs you, it equips you, it edifies you, and you would like to be a blessing, we want to encourage you. We want to invite you to be led by the Holy Spirit and do as the Lord puts upon your heart. And again, there's going to be places there on Facebook Live. There's a link on YouTube, on podcast, all these. If you'll listen to the end of the broadcast, there's going to be information on how you can be a partner of this ministry. So we love you. God bless you. We're going to be signing off for now, but we will see you soon with a devotional word for today. God bless you.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.